Gas prices could not be any higher, right? You should think again, because we are in the middle of a worldwide energy crisis, according to an influential voice. Fatih Birol heads the International Energy Agency. It's a powerful voice on all things energy, fossil energy, renewable energy. He spoke today in Australia.
The world has never witnessed such a major energy crisis in terms of its depth and its complexity. It is interwoven by many factors, including the geopolitics. And I believe we might not have seen the worst of it yet.
He calls this crisis deep and complex. So let's talk it through with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. Okay. Winter is coming, says a show I've never watched. Fatih Birol is worried about the winter in Europe specifically. What could be in store for Europe, given the price of oil, given that natural gas from Russia could slow to a trickle or even shut down?
There's a lot of fear and loathing right now because, look, it is very hot and you have the luxury of not thinking about it. But what if Russia, what if Putin puts the thumb back on the pipes? I mean, he played around with kind of Gazprom pipes earlier this week to kind of channel that, listen, I can cut you guys off. He's used it as a weapon geostrategically in the past with other Eastern European countries. And Europe tends to be green-minded, at least Western Europe, and there was a shift even away from nuclear, and coal is taboo. And suddenly, if you have to espouse these things, because unlike the United States, you're not sitting on oceans of natural gas, it sets you back in many different respects.
Yeah, and I mean, he says this is a global energy issue and shortage in many areas. I mean, we expect a new iPhone to come every year, but these energy markets, I mean, they move slowly, right? Is that part of the problem here?
They do move slowly, and it's so fungible, the ripple effects. I mean, you and I can talk about energy here, but if you go to sub-Saharan Africa, which is suffering right now, in countries or Nigeria or in South Africa where you get rolling blackouts, there's an overwhelming dependency on diesel fuel, biodiesels. Anytime you see this kind of uptick or this shoot-up in Brent oil, it disproportionately hurts the poorer countries. It hurts the food supply where grain is being diverted for fuel. You see riots in Sri Lanka actually storming the presidential compound. You see it here in Texas, where you would think Texas, right? Big energy, but you have the state energy provider warning about rolling brownouts.
So international crisis, you can't waste a good crisis, Churchill supposedly said. So is this an opportunity, maybe like the 70s oil shocks, for new, cheaper technologies, innovation? I remember after those shocks, you know, my family ditched the Guzzler and my dad drove me to school in this tiny little VW Rabbit, 48 miles per gallon.
True, but look around you right now. How many ginormous pickup trucks and SUVs do you see on the road? Kind of, and is that the last pang for the internal combustion engine? Look, the last time this happened to us in 2008 when oil shot up to $140 a barrel, we had this renaissance in fracking and drilling in the United States. Now that we sense that we are carbon constrained, the solutions are going to be much harder. None of this stuff is 24/7. You need almost a Manhattan project to pursue solar, geothermal, nuclear. Everything has to be in the mix, and it's a national security crisis.
Okay. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks.
Thank you, Scott.